Moshe Feldenkrais heals people with movement, or he works with healing through movement. He said that it's literally possible to identify a weakness and incorporate it to become a strength, rather than we're normally taught to try to overcome weaknesses. Can you tell?
And I very much think, I think that's a very interesting statement, and that's something that I've addressed a lot in a lot of different types of circumstances. I mean, for example, you're probably not familiar with, well, I'm sure you're not familiar with my film, that I, my feature-length 16mm film that I did show in San Francisco back in, sometime in the late 90s, probably 98, the official John Lennon's Erection as Blocking Our View, Homage and Cheese Sandwich is the title of the film. But in that film, there's an essay that I read for about 15 minutes as a part of the soundtrack that's about mistakes becoming special effects, which isn't exactly what you're talking about, but that's an aspect of what you're talking about. Now, another aspect of what you're talking about, which is something that I've had personal experience with, is the way in which masochists, or rather, the way in which people with severe physical difficulties can become masochists in order to try to turn that physical difficulty into a positive thing. And the example that springs to mind from my own personal experience, which I don't want to go into too much detail about, but which is my film, Neowist Guide Dog, that I made in conjunction with a woman named Gail Litvin, who was legally blind, who was completely blind in one eye and almost entirely blind in the other eye. In this film, I was her seeing eye dog, and we had me be her seeing eye dog as basically a joke to try to make fun of her being blind, which is something that, of course, most people would find to be particularly horrific. I certainly would. She wasn't born blind. She became blind as a result of her diabetes. She's long since dead now, again, as a result of the diabetes. But I agree with the person that you were quoting, because I think that it's important to turn things on their head.
Right, and in the question was, can you name a weakness that you've incorporated to become a strength?
Oh. I don't know. I mean, I think it's quite possible that any strength that I have could have been a weakness at some point or another. Partially, but I'm not quite sure I'd express it in that way. It's funny, I just watched The Legend of Ron Jeremy last night. Do you know that movie?
Yeah, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, okay. I have a t-shirt that says WWRJD, which stands for What Would Ron Jeremy Do?
Right.
It's a takeoff of What Would Jesus Do?
Right.
And basically in this movie, Ron Jeremy is kind of lauded as the fat schlub who still gets to fuck thousands of so-called beautiful girls, etc. But that's really kind of misleading, because he wouldn't be fucking these girls as the fat schlub if he hadn't started out as a skinny guy with a certain size penis, etc., who was fucking the girls, who then became famous, who then became the fat schlub who continued to fuck the girls because he was famous at that point. And
right,
the younger porn stars were trying to make their living off of being associated with the famous guy.
Right.
But it got me to thinking, like, shouldn't there be porn for guys with small penises? Shouldn't there be porn for girls with small breasts, or, you know, whatever? And there is porn probably that features girls with small breasts, but I think there's probably not any porn for guys with small cocks. I think that the porn industry should seek out guys with the smallest possible penises and star them in movies for the same reason that supposedly people love Ron Jeremy, which I think is really not true. I don't think they love him so much because he's the schlub. But no, I don't know, any personal weaknesses that have become strengths. I think I'm just a mess in general, and my strengths are more the result of typical things that most people's strengths grow out of, which is like what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Right.
So it's not necessarily a matter of weaknesses becoming strengths. It's a matter of strengths. It's a matter of scar tissue not becoming cancer.
Yep.